Hi, this is Katie from the DocuNauts. You're listening to the 4Ed Radio Network. For other great shows, check out 4EdRadio.com.
Hey, diddly ho, it's Erin from the Underground Railroad. Just wanted to introduce you guys to America Joy Print Shop, the official sponsor of the 4Ed Radio Network. Business cards, flyers, posters, banners, cut vinyl, car wraps, and more. Visit AmericaJoy.com for more information and let them know that the Fern sent you. Or I will kill your firstborn child. Not really. I'll send you cupcakes if you do. Bye! Hey guys, welcome back to the Underground Railroad.
Yay, podcasts are fun.
We have a special returning guest.
I think our first returning guest.
Our first returning guest, yeah.
It's because I bullied my way on the show. I cornered Erin and I'm coming to your podcast.
7 o'clock, I'll be there.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, we missed you. I'm sure the podcast world did too.
Yeah.
The podcasters.
And I don't know if you guys were aware, but that song you just heard was...
That was Velvet Elvis. That was my band.
Yes.
So check them out. They're on the YouTubes and all that fun
and do
shit.
Live shows, I think, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. You guys have one coming up?
Yeah, on Wednesday, August 14th at Yucca Tap Room with Andrew Duncan Brown and the Dirty Rascals and Banana Gun.
Oh, right on. Ooh. That'll be a good set.
Free show.
And free.
Yay.
Even better.
Drink, play some pool, listen to good music.
Shuffleboard.
Boner.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Shuffleboard. Boop, boop.
I lost a lot of dignity one time on the shuffleboard, but that's not important.
You piqued my interest, though.
Well, why don't you tell us more about it?
There's a lot of peeking going on.
Oh, is it the lean over? I get it. It's all so clear now.
I feel like it's been a while since we've been back on here. We took a little...
We were here last week with my daddy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Hungarian refugee.
Fucking A, I drank so much last night.
It's okay.
I know.
It happens
to the best of us.
My brain is like... No, honestly, on the way here for a second, I was like getting off the Elliott exit, and I was like, oh, we're right by my brother's house. I had that thought.
Yeah.
And was like, oh, duh.
I know. Don't you hate how alcohol does that to you the next day? I'm like, come on. Leave my brain alone.
It's
like,
just,
stop picking on it. I need it right now. Such a bully, alcohol.
Damn. God,
fucking bastard.
Damn.
And we're all drinking beers right
yes.
now.
Yes.
This is chocolate milk. Mom.
Thank you, the wonderful people at Pabst Blue Ribbon for
Blue Nestle
for supporting my habits.
Yes.
What do you want to talk about?
We could start with ask what your most awkward moment of the week was so far.
This is it.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think I've had one yet.
Think about it. I'm
pretty embarrassless.
Someone walked
nothing
you,
feels yeah. awkward well, to me.
Someone
I embrace
walked in
the
on
awkward.
You jacking?
Yeah, that wouldn't really be awkward for me.
Yeah.
Shut the door, fam.
Or come inside.
Yeah, you're being rude.
Either join or
I'm
give
cleaning.
Me privacy.
Yeah.
No.
What was your most awkward moment of the week? Right oh, you have
no,
one because I'm looking at your face right
I
now.
I do.
And it's clear that you have one.
Yeah. I have a few, but the best happened this morning.
Do tell.
So I was a piece of shit today. And when I woke up and drove home, I was like, I need more sleep before going into work. So I went into work late and I was like, I must have set my alarm wrong. Bop, bop. No, I just wanted to sleep. And when I got to work, it was pretty slow. So I had checked Facebook. And I had a Facebook message and actually from an ex-boyfriend. and they were like, you're late for work. And they sent it at like 9:30, where usually I work at 9. So I was like, okay, how do they know that I'm not at work right now? They're either at my work and didn't see my car, or they're like near my house. Yeah.
Or they're inside the house.
Oh my God, they're already in the house.
In your closet.
Yeah. So I just responded with like, yeah, I was a piece of shit today, like, whatever. And was like, didn't bother to ask, like, how do you know? Because
I like that little ding went off. Like, I was like, I'm a little piece of shit today. And it's like, ding! What has she won, folks?
Did you just not care to ask, and you didn't want to even go into that?
I did, yeah, pretty much. I didn't want to, like,
was it Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes, it was Senior Nelson.
Yeah, he was definitely inside the house. No, I'm just kidding. No, he's down the ways.
Yeah, so. He's like crashing at some house down
couch surfing
the corner and
sitting at the window.
Yeah. He like the other night he was like, or this was the other week, he's like, I ran into him at the gas station and I was on my way out to a show, and the next day he's like, oh, you got home early. How was your night? And I was like, I didn't get home last night. And he was like, oh, I thought I saw your car when I walked by your house. And I was like, one of our friends has, like, the same car as me. So I was like, it must have been Andrea's car because
He's kind of like one of those, like, boogers that you pick and, like, you try to, like, shake off and flick off. And it's like, gets even stuck more. It's like, and then it's on your other fingers. And
I mean, he's a good guy.
He's super
different
and interesting. He's Peter Pan.
He can't help but let you know he's stalking you.
Yeah, he's like weird. So in love with me. Everybody is, though. But
obviously. Yeah. Well, who is it?
It's kind of like spilled over to me a little bit where he's like,
You're like one of, like, there's her place, which is house A. Then there's like a few B's that he has to monitor as well to make sure where you are.
Yeah. Man,
it's pretty creepy. It's a creepy.
Like,
creep
he
show.
Let himself
That's
in.
Creep show.
Really one
creep.
Afternoon, I wasn't home, but Natalie was. I didn't know. If you don't know, we live together.
Okay. Now I know.
So, yeah, he like let himself in while like I wasn't even home.
Wow.
Just, yeah, drank some beards, went right to the fridge, helped himself, like,
how long has this
started doing his laundry.
Been broken up?
Oh, we haven't been together for over a year.
But at the same time, his face wash and body wash is still in our shower.
His
and
loofah?
A little poof ball.
Is that our house?
And I had to throw yours away today because
it was disgusting.
Yes, because it was disgusting. Pippi had nothing to do with it.
Well, somebody already chewed on it a bit. I thought that was you.
That was Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Because he's creepy like that. No, I'm just kidding. Ryan, we love you. No,
yeah, it's just funny because
just like to
it was
pick on your little idiosyncrasies.
No, he's
going to listen to this. You know that. He's going to cover this base.
He's under the table.
He's actually right outside. I think he followed us here on a skateboard all the way from Central
Park. Yeah, he just like lassoed your car and just held on for dear life.
Like those hoverboards they had in Tailspin.
Yeah.
That too.
That's what I thought. I'm dating myself, but that's where I was at in my mind. Yeah.
But so that was my awkward moment for the week because it was just like.
It seems like that. You could use that every week. One of those is going to come up.
Yeah. I'm really good at embarrassing myself and making myself look like a fool. So guess what I did last night?
What'd you do?
Exactly that.
What'd you do?
I know. So like I was at my friend's house and we're all drinking, smoking. And I'm getting ready to leave because I'm getting like the Circle K bum eye where I'm just like, you know, I got the door red and like one's off anyway. So I'm like,
that's awesome.
So I'm like,
I need a pen and paper. I gotta write that down.
I'm like, all right, time to show my way out. And we're all sitting outside, and there was like these two guys there that, because my friends, they are on couchsurf.com, and they have these two guys from New Zealand staying, and they're fucking like
an axon alone. I need to move.
Oh my god,
that just bumps you up a point now.
And they wear these little shorts.
Oh,
and like, and of course they're shirtless. You know,
oh yeah, the kiwis.
Yeah, I know, and like just smile like from ear to ear, and just like fucking adorable. So, you know, I was a little weak in the knees, and
you fell flat on your
and face. I went to leave and didn't realize there were stairs behind me. So I'm like waving at everybody, like trying to step behind and like trying to leave. And then I'm like, fall over these stairs. And like this guy, like, of course, one of them like catches me. I was like, oh, and I'm like, yeah. And, like, well, you know how to make a exit. And I'm like, but you won't forget it, will you? Mm-hmm. You will not forget me now. And they're like, wait, who are you again? No, but, yeah, that's what I did. And then again, another awkward moment today. I was cleaning the toilet.
Oh,
the toilet.
Yeah.
Why was that awkward?
Well, I don't know. Have you seen our toilet? Probably not. And, you know.
Just doing that is an awkward action in itself.
It's in a weird location. It's right next to the
kitchen.
Stove.
Yeah.
What?
No. You know those weird, old houses?
Our bathroom on the porch.
We actually just have an outhouse.
We just have a hole around. That's about it.
It's hey. The wild, wild west.
Fertilizing.
You know.
We do.
We're really into organic.
Super green. But yeah, so I was cleaning the toilet, and like our toilet, it hasn't seen a brushing in a while.
Yeah.
Does it have that ring that won't, you can't get out, you know?
It,
that one
it wasn't a ring, it's not a ring anymore.
It's the bowl.
It's a band.
It's no longer
a band. It's no longer a ring. It's a band.
It's like a shelf. Yeah. Like, our shit gets like. Anyway, sorry. If you guys are eating.
Glitter and sprinkles.
If you guys are eating.
Female.
Enjoy. But yeah, so I'm just like going away at it. And then one just like splash pops right in my eye.
You want to get that checked out. It's looking a little
I'm gonna
abnormal.
My eye, is it
pink eye
off?
Coming on strong?
Conjunctivitis.
It's like,
sorry.
I was chiseling off the toilet shelf. things went awry. In your eye.
In my eye. Oh, man. I am
worried
about
Dr. Seuss
waiting to
That is okay. I think you won. You won. You just won.
Medicated eye.
I'm gonna wake up tomorrow. My eye is like just disintegrated. Like it's just like gone. Anyway,
well, we can. So. I'm sure I can find some cute eye patches on Etsy.
Yeah, I'm just gonna let it ride.
What's Etsy?
It's an awesome website that I need to spend less time on. But people like they can make their own shit and sell it on there. Like a bunch of my friends sell their own jewelry on it.
Craft type
craft
things.
Stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Whose birthday was it?
Steve's.
Totally kidding.
Oh, I thought you were serious.
Stefan, you know I love you.
He's becoming an old man. Jeez. 72
hours.
So I guess there's some interesting things happening in the world.
Like what?
Like
pink eye.
Pink eye. Lindsay Lohan once had pink eye.
Oh.
Most
Stefan, no.
No. You missed. But you tried. That's the important thing.
I'm guessing she once had pink eye, but apparently,
She probably had black eyes, too, because she likes it rough. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. But, yeah, Lindsay Lohan.
So, I heard
she got out.
She got out, but the judge orders therapy to avoid certain failure.
Well, she was going to the judge. She goes, you keep throwing me into rehab, and it's not helping. And then he goes, okay, fine. For 16 months, you're going
to
go to therapy 4 times a week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what she...
Well, I heard that she had to make a list of 100 friends that were toxic to her. And I was... She had to make a list of friends that were toxic and came up with 100. And I'm like...
You gotta remove yourself from those people.
Do you know?
It was all her friends.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Like, yeah.
Damn, 100. I don't even think I.
Well, I heard that her dad was trying to organize an intervention. And
oh yeah, talk about calling the kettle black.
Yeah. So her dad tries to organize an intervention, and when they showed up at the house, I guess whoever she's dating or something now, they were like,
her parole officer.
I don't know. Her parole officer was like, "We're not letting you in." And she called the cops on them. She's like, "No, I'm not letting you into my fucking house. Like, get the fuck out of here. I'm calling the cops."
Oh, yeah, I don't want to go back.
Wow, her calling the cops is like, you know,
and not being
called on. Yeah. That is
so
she's moving. She's healing.
Baby steps.
This is good. This is good.
Maybe therapy is working.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure she has the cops like on speed dial because.
I think that she's. The reality show that she's doing with Oprah is...
Oh, see, I didn't hear about this.
I thought it was just an interview.
Well, it's a... She wants to give her... Oprah wants to give her $2 million to do a reality show. And I'm sure she needs the money.
Yeah.
At this point,
this is not fair.
No one wants to work with her.
Is this how you get popular? Just by fucking...
Well, up? And this
yes,
is...
Yes, it is.
Damn.
You're correct.
That is like...
That's how it's done.
Well, and that's what I was thinking about, too. I was like, how is Lindsay Lohan still, like... financially okay, like she must have made a shit ton of money off of like the Love Bug and
that money's gone.
Yeah,
it's gotta be gone. She might be getting residuals and stuff, but what it is everybody wants to party with Lindsay Lohan just to see what it's like.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so she's got a lot of, you know, negative support, if you will.
Yeah.
And but I think the one thing that could probably won't save her will be doing the reality show that Oprah's like, I think Oprah's trying to give her this weird intervention thing.
Of course.
You know, that's what I think this
Oprah
is.
Oprah wants to
like,
save.
Oh, okay, everyone's looking at you. If you mess up, we're going to air it. Don't mess up.
Don't jump on my couch, bitch.
23 and a half hours a day where she's pulling it off. They will not film that. The 30 minutes she loses it, that is on.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they want. They feel like she's just...
It's all on you.
It's just a time bomb.
Yeah, a time bomb. Or what do they call this? Slippery whistle? Not important.
Slippery slope?
No, but that's a good question.
Slippery whistle.
I like slopes.
I'm still wondering what's a slippery whistle.
I'll tell you later.
Is that the Cleveland Steeler? What is it? It's from France, so it's classic.
You use a champagne glass. I'm interested. I heard that she's getting a gig on like Chelsea Lately.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that.
Okay, yet. I mean, she's gonna be like her
sidekick.
Sidekick.
Yeah.
Which I'm super interested because I mean
I watch it.
No, because
I think it's terrible.
Can
Lindsay
Lohan be funny? But can she even compare to? I don't know. I'm interested.
I'm
sure that she's gonna have writers.
Funny or not? I just want to see how she reacts to anything.
Yeah,
that is. My interest is that peaked, and whatever. I'm a guy that watched every episode of Jersey Shore, and I'm ashamed of myself, but I did because it was the perfect train wreck.
Yeah.
I sat there and screamed at the TV, "You guys are idiots!" And I watched them all.
I couldn't do it, but you know, I can understand.
No, I've done that. I definitely did that with. I think it was The Hills.
Oh yeah,
oh,
The
God.
Hills. No, or what was the other one?
You're just as bad. You were just judging me for Jersey Shore.
No, really?
And then you throw that out? Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I was judging because I was reflecting on how awful
I
felt
projecting.
About myself.
Projecting.
To be honest,
going on.
Which is why I had to admit it.
Jersey Shore would definitely be
that
would
have been fair to you.
More interesting.
What? Jersey Shore is more interesting, you think?
I would think
probably.
So. Than The Hills. Because there's just more drama and crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just retarded.
We're terrible people. We're all going to hell.
Yeah.
That's more of the story right there.
We are parasites.
Yeah.
No, but I heard actually there is something interesting that's coming out. A new hamburger is coming out, and it's going to cost $3 billion.
Three children.
It's $320,000, this hamburger.
Okay. Is it
for
like
a single hamburger?
And I like where you're going with it.
I will give you three guesses as far as it's not what they put in the burger that's making it cost
it's
so much.
It's the bling on the outside.
It's the meat.
What is it? A virgin cow from the island of something?
Oh my god, Mark!
Am I right?
No.
Shoot. So, okay, it's not kangaroo.
Not definitely kangaroo. No one's ever eaten this before.
It's Tyrannosaurus Rex burger?
Where the hell are we going to go Tyrannosaurus Rex burger?
Mammoth burger. You know,
ooh,
how
now
they find those little
I would eat the shit out of a
hamburger, for which I will gladly pay you Tuesday.
Oh,
nice, the little wimpy plug. Look at you with your pressing buttons and all that.
I can't take credit for that.
That was...
Oh, that was real. Okay, the pro did it.
Yeah, no, he's good.
Not so impressive. He's supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Well, we can pretend I did it.
Yeah, he should have lied. No, but then we wouldn't be real. I'm already having fun. It takes about a half hour for this to work. Not even a beer in.
I'm just finally feeling normal again.
Well, it's a hair of the frog.
Told you. The hair of the frog.
Yeah.
Oh, Kermit. That dick.
Kermit.
Kermit. Ooh.
Oh. It's the Muppet Burger.
Definitely not.
What? Okay, what is it? I'm buying.
No, you guys have one more guess.
I'm gonna.
You had one.
New hamburger.
Nobody. Not a guess.
And.
Is it made out of something that is a virgin?
Gold.
No.
The golden hamburger.
Placenta.
Oh, it's really a placenta burger?
Absolutely not. It's a stem cell cow.
Oh.
So they're growing this stem cell meat in a lab.
Damn.
And they say this is going to be the future of our meat.
Well, what is the nutritional value of the stem cell?
Oh, I'm sure it's way better.
I think it's probably better than
the hormone.
Yeah,
exactly.
Induced.
And that's why they're going this route is pus because buckets it's going to be exactly. Who wants pus buckets? Well,
it's in our milk.
Exactly.
God. You know
scabs.
What is my friend Manny that he owns the Rogue. He's from Greece, and he just got back from Greece. And he said everything they eat there is unprocessed.
I know.
And it's all they've kicked Monsanto out of Europe.
Oh yeah.
And it's and everything he ate was it was like everything he got a hold of was like unprocessed. And in this country, I can't find it, so I have to go pay double at Whole Foods to get something that is like, you know,
halfway,
semi-free range.
You can't even trust our produce anymore.
No,
I
don't buy any of it.
It's such a difference.
You know, as far as what they're telling me, because it's all, they're just trying to, the bottom line is all that matters. So they're lying, too.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's crazy because, like, when I went to Hungary and had, like, their tomatoes, like, it was so fresh and like juicy and just like all this flavor. You could just like, it was just like bursting in your mouth. And then I come here and eat a tomato and it's like eating mushy cardboard. Like it's weird. I mean, the taste is so like different. You can,
And you don't even realize it until you go
until you're like,
oh, this is what real food is. That's like, okay, this tomato's not on steroids.
It's like,
no one
wants to eat fucking salads because it tastes like absolute balls. But when you go down there, like, you feel like you just, your life level just went up.
And he came back and he was like, I haven't seen him in 3 weeks, and he's got this glow about him.
Right.
I think he dropped a few pounds.
Of course.
He's not sweating pus.
Right.
You know, whatever we do here in Arizona. Yeah, and it's like, you know, I think he's, the future looks bright for him. That'll end quickly with a week of Burger King here.
Yeah,
That'll screw
And,
him,
you
so.
Know, running a bar.
Beer, anybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll be red.
Speaking of all the healthy things we could be doing for our bodies.
Well, you know, beer is like liquid bread with a little bit of alcohol. So I don't really think it's that bad.
No. I think
if it was bad, God wouldn't have to pay.
Yep, exactly. And God knows what the fuck is up.
That's right. That's why we should be fucking with his produce.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just let it grow.
Monsanto's the devil.
Fucking A. That's crazy, though. Stem cell burgers.
Yeah.
Yummy.
It can't cost $300,000, though.
Yeah. Scientist grows $3,250. No.
I know. It was hard for me, too, at first.
Yeah. Scientist grows burger using stem cells tested. I wonder.
I still don't understand.
I don't know. That's crazy.
Don't worry. We all will.
World's first lab burger to be served Monday.
It's like a test tube burger.
Exactly.
Shit.
Just slurp it up.
Oh. Ugh. I don't know how I feel about.
Yeah.
We're growing our stem cell brains right now.
Stem cells.
Ooh. Brain burgers.
I need some ketchup.
We'd have to make test tube ketchup. It kind of already is.
Ketchup.
Can we stop with the packets already? Like, can we use a different, like...
Like a delivery system or what?
I don't know.
You never get enough out of
I need packet. Four ketchups. I have this thing with my burgers that I take... This is at In-N-Out. So I take two of the ketchups and I put them on the burger... And then I take half of one of the ketchups, of the four ketchups I have, put it on the burger, and then I put the top, the bun on, then I twirl it. Then I put one ketchup on the side. And the other half of that half ketchup that
so
I didn't
one
put
and
on
a half.
There for dipping. Yes, one and
of
a half.
Course.
That would be, your math is correct. Your math is correct.
I went off your math skills.
And I do that every time, and it's like I've got these four little dead ketchup wrappers that are like, just seeping into the carpet of my car. I would have liked it just to have been one unit.
Yep.
That would have been way better.
Like, okay.
I agree. Who's ever going to use just like that
much
ketchup?
Yeah, who uses one ketchup?
No one uses one ketchup.
For any food item, one ketchup is never used. You need multiple ketchups.
What bugs me, too, is that mustard is always a significantly smaller packet.
Yeah, I don't like mustard. So
I can see that
because
a lot of people don't.
I appreciate
like, so I just tuned out right now. So. No, I mean, I can kind of understand that because like mustard is so pungent and not a lot of people use like mass quantities of mustard. I mean,
if I'm getting like a sandwich at like the store or whatever, like the grocery store, and they've got like their little. Thing of like mayonnaise and mustard. I never use that much freaking mayonnaise.
I know
there's people out there that are mayonnaise freaks.
Yeah, they like slather it under their armpits. They're like putting it everywhere.
But yeah, I usually have to grab like a handful of mustard because I like mustard on my sandwiches.
Well, I like carrying like mustard around anyway because you never know when
you're gonna need it.
You might need to.
You got a punchline for that?
At someone's face. I don't know.
I haven't mustard in the eye before.
Well, I do carry packets of honey around in case of bears.
Really?
Well, yeah.
What do you do? Just throw the honey and they go
like
straight.
Like a
grenade, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
And instead
I've witnessed
of chasing me,
chasing
all
honey.
About that packet.
That is.
Yeah, that's how we survived Wyoming.
I feel like
you learned a little bit today, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
Because I have this reoccurring like nightmare or thought of like bumping into like a baby bear and knowing that I should start running.
A baby bear.
It's so
cute.
You
tickle it. You don't run from those.
And then mommy comes around the corner.
Oh, mommy.
That's the whole thing. When you see a baby bear, there's a mom close.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
Yeah.
I am fearful of the baby bear.
Okay.
Because mom's gonna. Because
I know I think they have a system going on where it's like, all right, little baby bear, you're gonna be all cute over there and get the humans around, and then I'm gonna get them.
Gonna pounce.
Yeah.
So
just take all their honey in their pocket. They don't even get a chance to throw it.
Well, that reminds me of something I read about earlier today that this girl, she's in some band named Prince Rama. I guess they're based out of New York, but she was walking through Central Park the other night and there were these raccoons.
Oh yeah.
And they were like, she called them, she said they were dancing. And so she went to take an Instagram photo of one of them. And then all of a sudden They're, like, jumping on her shoes, start gnawing at her, like, legs. She had to get, like, 15 shots.
Those things, like, are vicious.
Oh, yeah.
I love raccoons. I think they're adorable, but they're crazy motherfuckers.
No, they'll eat anything.
They're not adorable. The babies are adorable. Okay, listen to this. When I lived in L.A., there was a – we had a, my dad had a pool. And I heard this racket one night, and I go outside, and there's like 7 baby raccoons in the pool, circling the pool, can't figure out how to get out. And the mom or the dad, I don't know which one, was in there trying to help them. And then whatever, the one that was outside was protecting the zone.
Oh, shit.
And I'm sitting there with a pool scooper trying to get, you know, and this raccoon is not letting me near the pool. And I'm trying to help you and your people. And
you had to speak raccoon to him.
Yeah, yeah. I was signing. I didn't know how hands. To communicate.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely could sign, yeah, I'm sure.
If they knew the language.
They knew, they could do thumbs up. I keep hitting your little I feel like
I can move this.
So,
anyway, they figured it out after like the third lap. And I was about to just...
Were they chasing you around the pool?
No. The one guy that was outside the pool was like, you wouldn't let me near the... And they're like on their third lap around the pool. Like these 7
little babies. I just wanted to dip.
And I go, they're going to... And I'm about to like seriously just jump in and start going... And they finally figured out that the third lap, the step was there.
Okay.
And then one of them figured it out and they all followed that one. But it was, I was like, oh,
terrifying.
I'm like yelling at a raccoon going, I'm on your side.
I'm trying to help you.
Don't fight it.
Yeah, he's like,
well, there's a great video. Like, it's weird. It just hit me that I've seen a lot of raccoon videos in the past few days. I don't know.
Of course you have.
Raccoon porn.
Of course. Yep, that's what I'm doing on my Friday nights.
Burglars.
But there's one of they're calling him a hillbilly, which I think is kind of mean, but whatever. This man with an awesome beard and a bitchin' pair of overalls is, like, dancing on his front porch to Aretha Franklin with this fat, fucking fat raccoon. Like, literally, the raccoon's head is like this big in comparison to its body being like this huge.
Yeah, they eat, man.
Oh my goodness. And like, it's pretty cute, but like at the end of the video, like at this point the raccoon has like hugged his leg, and like the guy's like trying to jump over the like fence, because I think this is when like he's like, okay, the raccoon's not playing with me anymore because it's not really my friend. But
it's a wild animal.
It's a raccoon.
It's not a dog.
It's a darn coon.
No, but that could definitely like probably shuffle a deck of cards. I mean,
dude,
we could train those things, I bet, to like do a lot
I
of
would
bullshit.
Love to have a raccoon as a blackjack dealer.
Dude, right?
Or wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd tip them.
Give him a couple acorns, yeah. A piece of banana peel.
Even though he might rob the, the pile.
Bandits.
Raccoons are vicious. They're hard to train.
Yeah.
You don't see many trained raccoons, like, you know.
You never know. I mean, you give a little something and they're like.
Yeah. Well, there's foxes that have been mildly domesticated.
But
yeah.
Raccoons are way.
Way.
They're like honey badgers. Yeah. Tasmanian devil.
A raccoon will put his hand in a trap where there's food, and he won't let go of the food.
Right.
He will stay in the trap because he's not letting go of the food.
That's fierce.
Yeah. It's
that
like,
is fierce.
I'm not going to, I don't care if he
like,
caught
screw
me.
Screw you, trap.
Yeah, it's my food.
I'm going to get that.
And I'm not letting go of it. It's
just like, one of these times you're going to get tired whenever you are, trap.
Exactly. I'll beat you, trap.
Yeah. Shoot, dang.
Okay, back to Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Wait, what about
Amanda Bynes?
Any juice. Of those. Give us some juice.
Oh, OJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. The juice has been
loose.
The juice is loose.
Out of
incarceration?
Yes.
Yerp.
I was going to say the bullpen, but that's a baseball term.
You would have been such a girl if you had said that.
Well, you
I'm
were
glad
told,
you didn't
though,
say
because
that.
He did play football.
Yeah, okay. Now you would have been told a girl if he said that.
I just did.
I'm surrounded by girls. This is incredible.
Hey, when did
Steve
that happen?
Knows, but he's not talking. Yeah, you don't know him, Mike. I need help.
We stripped him of his vocal.
vocals.
Quick sound effect them.
Yeah, do it. Damn it. Yeah, so how do you guys feel about Mr. Simpson and not Homer?
It's going to be interesting to see how he reacts. I mean, I can't believe the guy. What did he do last time? He knocked over a jewelry store?
Yeah.
And I just don't understand why he...
He's lost his mind. He's going back to jail soon. I'm sure he's going to, like...
Yeah, he's lost his mind. Yeah, that's what it is.
He's going back.
Well, it's like he got away with...
No one likes him. I mean, can you imagine?
He was back in the day. I mean, the guy went to USC. You know, the privileged... He was the black white guy.
Right.
I mean, he was the all-American, you know, perfect person.
I mean, his last name is Simpson. So, I mean, think about all the famous Simpsons that are out there. I mean,
well,
Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Homer, Bart, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But Maggie, fuck yeah. Favorite Simpson right here, Maggie.
He went from way, way up as being a role model to being
actor,
something
to just
nobody,
being completely
the
everybody
biggest
hates.
Piece of dirt bag.
Yeah.
I'm sure he...
No, that's what happened to him on his way down.
Yeah,
that is exactly
yeah.
what happened to him.
He went from up here.
Well, and that's like what's interesting. It's like at one point, it's almost like, you know what? He should have kind of been convicted of the murders because maybe once he did get out, he would have like, okay.
Well, he wasn't going to get out.
You know, no, he would have just.
Double murder.
Well, I don't know. If he was to like do like a plea or something, like I know that they do, because there's people that have done murders and have been like let go on like.
But when you go to trial and you don't take that, he was going to trial. If he had lost, they slap you with a big chunk of the max.
But I feel like if he just was like, you know what, yeah, I lost my mind and I did it, and here, like...
Yeah, I think the guilt destroyed him. A lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
Just living with that. How does he talk to his kids? I mean,
that's
insane.
Yeah, I killed your mother.
That's insane to me. Yeah.
And no, I heard... Oh, no, that was Michael Jackson's daughter who tried to commit suicide.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that wasn't...
Good for her.
Aww. Poor Paris.
That was a joke. That was a bad joke.
No, she's
trying to get some attention.
I don't know.
She's young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, the way I saw it with Paris, like, and not to be a bitch. Maybe I should just not say anything. Well, the way I see it, like,
if you think you're about to be a bitch, you got to go in. You got to do it.
Well, it's just in. Who wasn't miserable at a point in high school?
Of course. No.
Yeah.
Who wasn't miserable as a teenager at some point in their time as a teenager?
Yeah.
Were you completely miserable? No, it just sucks that she felt that miserable that she tried to.
Well, the miserable of like someone in that spotlight is it gets magnified.
Yeah.
So you think it's
Here's
so
the thing. Like,
bad.
She took a bunch of pills and then like called.
Where it's like, dude, girl, you probably got a bunch of money. Like, go spend that on Molly, and like, then you'll feel awesome.
Die that way. No, if I would ever like
slow it down,
if I was to ever commit suicide, I would just get like a bunch of drugs, like heroin, cocaine, Sparkle Horse,
and just try not to OD for as long as possible.
And just like and then like just hit that one last boom, and then. Gone. I think that's the way.
Right to the edge.
Like, yeah.
As many times as possible.
Have you ever thought about committing suicide, Mark?
Fuck no. God.
No, I'm just asking.
I'm like one of the happiest people alive.
Yeah.
It's like,
but I mean, you've never been in like that dark place where, you know, like shit is not going right.
No way.
Okay.
You should just go kill yourself.
Yeah. Okay, now I will.
He's going to break the spear bottle.
I've never contemplated it.
Awesome.
Have you guys? You look suicidal right now. That's my answer.
No, I mean, I think there was one time when I was like going through a breakup and. Sorry.
Okay, I'm gonna go outside and smoke a cigarette right now. You keep talking.
And I was like, I didn't even care. I'm just like driving really recklessly and I just didn't care. But I mean, I wasn't going to like go for it. I just didn't have a care. What about you?
I had never thought about, like, actually doing it, but I've had, like, the morbid thought of, like, if I were to, how would I, like, thing? I don't know. I think I, like, had just finished reading, like...
That's just you being creative.
The Bible.
Yeah, I think I just finished reading, like, the Bible. And I was like, I would like to be sacrificed. Oh, Jesus, no. So I don't know. I think, like, I had just finished reading something or, like, watched, like... some film or whatever, and I was just like thinking about like, yeah. Oh, well, how would I do it? Like, but yeah. It wasn't like, okay, I'm gonna go fucking do this.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've never like felt. I just kind of felt in a place where I.
Well, yeah, you were upset and emotional, and
I just didn't give a fuck. But I mean, that's what then when I was super young.
Yeah,
like, I mean, I was like 18. Like it was just. Oh, yeah, know what I mean.
Back when you knew everything
so much, I was like Albert Einstein.
Yeah, yeah. I was a genius at 18. Yeah. I just kept getting dumber and dumber.
I know.
Yeah,
I
just keeps getting worse.
Not nearly as smart as I used
to
be.
I'm adult now. Like the classification I'm under, adult.
Yeah. Adult. But I'm still... I like being an adult child.
Yeah.
So I still do a lot of fun childish things. Nowadays. But like, I get to do it on like my terms. Like... Well, if I want to roller skate in the house, my mom's not there telling me not to.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have roller skates?
Yeah.
Let's get them.
And it might be a little corroded.
Oh, no, they've been... I moved them from the yard.
Okay.
Yeah.
I moved them out of the toilet? after the cleaning?
I took them off of the shit shelf in the toilet.
Jeez. God, the imagery alone.
It's not even, no. Trust me, I was there today. Knee deep in it. I think I need therapy. No. Actually,
maybe you
fun.
Can go to some therapy classes with Lindsay. Do you think you and Miss Lohan, you could be less toxic for her. Maybe we should just start hanging out
I
with
would
her.
Be one of her friends that she would not be able to
like,
with.
No.
Like, you're too crazy.
I don't know. I think her toxic friends are... Her level of what she thinks is toxic is probably far beyond...
Well, what sucks is she has to start with her family first, I'm sure. And then kind of has to, like, move away from there.
Think about, like, how hard that is.
From
like,
the get-go.
Poor child actors, like, yeah, they get fucked up.
Well, what about that one guy who just committed suicide? Oh, no, he overdosed.
Dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
He'd been interventioned.
Yeah.
He'd been in
rehab a couple
times. What did
he OD on?
Heroin.
Of course.
Yeah.
That seductive
alcohol.
I think he was just all, I'm 31 years old and I'm playing a high school student. Fuck my life.
Yeah.
It's just it's too much for him. But yeah, he was fading. Yeah. He needed an out.
And Avril Lavigne. Like, he was just there. Like, this sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it cannot be.
Yeah.
But no, apparently guys are doing this more. OD? I hope not. Well, I do hope for one guy.
Venomous.
I know. I'll be honest. I am in a bad way right now.
Yeah, don't piss Natalie up. I made the mistake of doing that the other night, and I like woke up to her trying
hard.
To smother me with a pillow. Yeah. It was scary.
Good for you, Natalie.
It was weird because she was enjoying it.
I mean,
nothing.
Natalie, something.
Okay,
I got a new recipe
bedroom.
For cupcakes. No,
finish the story.
Yeah, so guys are putting this in their pants now. You guys have any guesses? I love doing guessing games. I don't know if you noticed. It helps keep their pants up.
Shoehorns?
A belt?
Shoehorns!
What?
That helps put the shoe on. That keeps the pants.
Cauliflower?
Hey, I don't know if you get if you get
cauliflower.
No, it's banana guns. Ha ha ha.
Yes, banana hammer guns.
Okay, what keeps your pants? What part of the pants do they put it down?
No, old timey.
slick.
No, come on, you guys.
Wait, are they putting it, like, down their crotch or side or
they're
where?
Putting it in their pants.
In their pants.
In their underwear. Like, to help keep their pants up.
Easy Bake Ovens.
Definitely not.
Ass implants?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Look at you and the grand prize.
Because he's got him.
Yeah.
He didn't want to admit it, but he's almost done with his second beer at this point. So he's
yeah, I'm not. That would be honest.
We're loosening up his butt implants. No, yeah, no, butt implants. The guys are actually, because they're inserts. That
yeah,
I
was trying to think what could you know no little crotch package thing is gonna hold it up
right
but
yeah
I see and then a little, you know, that's gonna hold it up yeah.
Actually, my coworker has some of those.
That's so gay.
So, well, I know, and he is gay.
Politically incorrect, but
Leonard's
yeah,
just
gay.
Fabulous.
He just gave a $2 bill.
So
his name's Leonard.
Yeah. And he's fabulous. So I mean, it works. He's like, yeah, I use them when we're going out to like a big show or a party. Like, it's like depending on certain slacks that I'm wearing, I like to, because he's really skinny.
Yeah, he's
fabulous.
So,
Leonard?
Yeah, okay. The fabulous Leonard.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's like really skinny. So if there's an event or something and he wants to look super good, he puts his butt pads in.
Nice.
Yeah.
God bless you, Leonard.
Keeping it bumpy, but and
bumpy and unreal.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that was kind of interesting. But I mean, it's just like, what happens when the pants come off? Like, where'd your butt go?
Think about that with like women who wear like a lot of. I think there was a Will and Grace episode actually where Grace was wearing. A water bra. And it got a leak in it.
Go from an A to a C.
And yeah. It was like, like spraying like this
everywhere,
art.
Like, yeah.
She had an art like show yeah. And she's like spraying like water on the art.
Because I remember the butt pads became a thing after like J-Lo started doing her music
girls
career.
Girls would do that.
Like, and girls were doing it. But now like for men.
Now
like,
guys are like totally in on it.
And like. One of my friends, she was talking about like
do some squats, guys.
Yeah,
come on.
I'm not gonna,
well, right.
I'm not gonna say guys are totally into it.
It's right.
Like, there may be a minor trend starting up. Any of my friends do it, I'm gonna punch them in the face.
In the butt?
Yeah. I'm gonna punch them in the butt.
In the butt pad.
Yeah, in the butt.
No. It's just like boxing.
Well, it's one of those things too that somebody had brought up like the whole manscaping thing and how like there's men now that shave their chest hair. I understand, like, keeping it, like...
I'm not going to shave
keeping
any
keeping it cool.
I'm not a chick. I'm just not a chick. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I feel the same way. Like, why should I have to shave my chest?
Well, and my...
Go, girl.
Like, maybe if it's, like, a rug and you want to trim it, but to, like, get rid of it completely, like... I understand waxing your back hair or something, like, if you're a guy, like,
but shit,
that makes a little sense, but, like,
shit.
What the fuck? So their whole thing is like, okay, men are, like, shaving their fucking chest hair and shaving, like, their arms and stuff, and then now they're putting pads in their asses. It's
they're
like, where did
women.
Your balls go?
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Becoming,
they're going to be prosthetic balls, obviously.
Yep. Fuck. Jeez. We're doomed.
I love me my Adam Carolli.
We're doomed.
We're just going to be a bunch of chicks.
Damn Monsanto. Look what it's
doing.
No.
I blame Monsanto.
I blame the porn industry.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden it went from like bushy bush to like...
Oh, the 70s bush?
Brazilian.
You know, I think the 70s bush is kind of hot.
Thank you.
It's like... Everyone's like
it's
all
like little,
shaved like a little baby now, and it's like,
exactly, like
give me a furry little 70s bush.
Yeah.
Come on, give me something new. Let's
the ladies
this
out
up.
There,
who knows what's going to be in there?
Yeah,
ladies
yeah,
out
yeah,
there,
yeah,
make
yeah,
sure the next time you're around Mark Norman, if you want a piece of that. Just let your pubes
pull
hang
down
out.
The front. Let me just see the little happy trails. Oh, yeah.
Wear a mini skirt with a thong and just let the tops fly out.
Let me hike that happy
trail. I can't
even
see your camel toe. There's so much bush.
Yeah.
Let me one of those.
Yeah.
Chop down
rainforest.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Actually,
thank you.
Go green. Go green.
Right.
Point. But yeah. No, yeah. So, man. I mean, woman. Whoa, man.
Whoa.
Whoa, man.
Fucking sissies.
Annie Hoozles. I know, right?
That butt implant thing really disturbs me.
It does.
You guys are acting like it's a trend right now.
It is.
This is a thing that's going on.
It is. It's a trend.
In certain demographics.
Like
the kids.
The fabulous ones.
The fabulous, yeah. That's just and PC probably, movie. I could see maybe like half of the men in Beverly Hills.
Oh,
I don't. They're not real people there. So
no, they aren't. Yeah.
Not even
they
close.
Are drones. But yeah, no, wait. Something else I heard too, which kind of was interesting. So women are not getting married so much anymore. I believe in the 60s, women were married and started having kids by the time like they were 18 or something like that.
It was a law back then.
Yeah, exactly.
You had to.
It's like that's what your mom taught you. Like, okay, you can't have a good job. You're not going to have no career.
Yeah, it was the 50s, so, early 60s.
Yeah, exactly.
Late 50s, 60s, yeah, yeah. They started 50s, getting all, hey.
Yeah, let's burn our bags.
I'm going to have rights.
Yeah, yeah.
Silly me.
Yeah. Wait, I have dreams and aspirations.
I might be able to do things.
Yeah, and it was funny because we saw The Great Gatsby the other day, and one of the lines that
Daisy
said was like, I hope I have a daughter and I hope she's just a beautiful fool.
Little fool. The best thing a girl can be is a fool.
A beautiful fool.
Yeah.
Like, just
because with the way the world was back then. Point. Like, because I mean, they barely was it 1919 when the suffrage passed?
The which what?
The women's suffrage passed. Was it 1919?
I just know that was when World War I ended.
Well, I know, like, by the time the 20s had rolled around, that Susan B. Anthony had definitely...
Was that the girl in the dollar?
Yeah. And Sacagawea, too.
Sacagawea.
But...
But yeah, so women nowadays aren't actually getting married until they are like well into their 40s.
Makes sense.
Which is like super interesting.
Well, I mean, with all the teen pregnancies out there now, like, I mean...
Well, we don't need men anymore to like have kids.
Yeah.
To like have a career or like have money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like back then you needed a man... In order to so
because you guys weren't real people back then.
No, we were shadows.
You didn't really count back then.
We were shadows basically.
Yeah.
We
have emerged.
We were Barbie dolls,
something like
back
that.
Then.
But I guess we've
Tarnation.
What
you went?
Oh, I think you have a problem.
See, this is why we don't need men.
But I'm just kidding. Like, what's that about?
Totally kidding. Love you forever.
But yeah, for those of you that listen to our show, if you happen to live in the greater Phoenix metro area, definitely come check out our buddy Mark on the 14th of August at Yucca Tap Room.
Right. Yes, with Banana Gun and Andrew Duncan Brown and the Dirty Rascals. And I'm on KWSS 93.9. Every weekday.
Bitchin'.
In the
morning.
From 6 to 10 in the morning.
Bitchin'. What are you doing?
I'm
radio?
Radio. I'm the sidekick.
That's
vegan.
Beef vegan.
Motherfucking congratulations.
And that's TMI. So
fun.
It's fucking awesome.
You know what the whole prerequisite for me going? He like wanted me to do it. But he was all, in his mind, he told me this after that. He goes, there's no way this dude is going to be able to show up at 6 in the morning at my house every day. But
he did it.
Jeremy.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, I wake up at 4:30. I'm all, is it time yet? Is it time
nice.
Yet? I'm really excited.
No, that's awesome.
Then I go back to sleep at 10, you know, till
whenever
3.
It's over. Yeah.
And then now I'm spending a morning with you.
This yay, your second morning.
At
yay.
7 p.m.
Yay. Well, thanks again for being on our show. It's always so much fun.
Actually, I love coming on this show. This is the funnest thing ever.
Yeah, you should mention it on your radio.
I'm trying to get in cahoots with the unit here.
Bitchin', that would
with
be
the network.
Yeah,
sexy.
I know nothing of the cyber
lingo.
Talk that I need to know.
It's all right. You'll learn.
Yeah.
All right.
We will teach you.
No. Thanks again, all of everybody, and we love you
so much.
And.
This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great content, check out www.4iradio.com.